Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Our goal today is simple: help you, parents, and teachers get a quick overview of the articles your students are exploring right now in The Juice app.
Exactly.
So let's jump right in.
Okay, first up is an article that, well, might make your skin crawl a little bit. It's titled, Invasive Stinging Ants Spread Across U.S. Southeast.
Ah, ants. What's the story here?
So this focuses on a specific species, Brachyponera chinensis, the Asian needle ant. It's actually been in the U.S. since 1932, an invasive species.
Meaning not native.
Right. And it's been spreading through the South and East. Experts are now warning we might see more of them this summer 2025, especially in your hardwood forests.
Okay. And are they dangerous? The title mentions stinging.
Yes, that's the main concern. They're tiny, only about 0.2 inches, but they pack a punch. The sting is described as sharp, really acute pain. But the critical point, the real danger highlighted, is that their sting can trigger anaphylaxis.
Wow. Okay. Like a severe allergic reaction. Similar to a bee sting.
Precisely. For someone who's allergic, it's not just painful. It can be life-threatening. That's a big difference from, you know, your typical pavement ant.
That is a big difference. So for talking points with kids, the whole invasive species concept seems like a good start.
Definitely. You could ask, what does invasive mean? How can a species from somewhere else affect the local plants and animals? It's a good way into ecology.
Makes sense. And maybe also about how scientists actually study insects. Why learning about creatures, native or not, is important.
Yeah, connecting it to the science behind the headlines. Good idea.
Okay, let's shift gears quite dramatically.
Yep.
The next article deals with a very serious international situation. Israel, Iran, risk all-out war through waves of airstrikes, counterattacks.
Yes, this piece outlines a recent, very concerning escalation between Israel and Iran. It talks about waves of airstrikes and counterattacks from both sides.
Bringing them closer to open conflict.
That's what the article suggests, yes. Closer to potential all-out war. It mentions dozens of casualties reported over just 3 days of these exchanges.
And what prompted this latest round?
The article points to an initial Israeli strike targeting Iran's nuclear program. This reportedly followed a UN report about Iran's compliance regarding its nuclear activities and its stockpile of enriched uranium.
And the article touches on the different views of Iran's program.
It does. It notes Iran states its program is peaceful, while critics worry about secret weapons development. The summary also mentions the kinds of targets hit military sites, nuclear facilities, but also cities and infrastructure on both sides.
This is obviously very heavy stuff for students. Given the impartiality needed, what are some safe discussion angles?
I think focusing on the bigger picture is wise. Maybe talk about how countries in general try to communicate or settle disagreements. What options exist besides conflict?
Good point. And maybe the role of international groups like the UN mentioned. What's their job in trying to keep peace or monitor things?
Exactly. Discussing the mechanisms, diplomacy, international organizations, rather than the specific politics of this conflict, might be more constructive for younger audiences.
Okay. Moving on to something quite different, an article about individual effort. Maryland man never tires of hauling away illegally dumped rubber.
This is a really positive story. It introduces John Merriman. He's a retired software engineer from Maryland who's made it his mission to clean up illegally dumped tires.
Wow. How many are we talking?
Get this, over 15,000 tires. He's removed them himself over 17 years across 5 states.
15,000. That's incredible dedication. And the article explains why it's so important, right?
Absolutely. These dumped tires aren't just ugly. They collect water, which means breeding grounds for mosquitoes and other pests. They leach harmful chemicals into the ground and water.
And they're fire risk, too, I imagine.
A huge one. Tire fires are notoriously difficult to extinguish and release toxic smoke. The article says Mr. Merriman was partly motivated by seeing wildlife near this kind of waste. His goal now, he wants to clean up tires in every single U.S. county.
What an inspiration. For kids, this clearly links to why proper waste disposal matters.
Definitely. You can talk about the direct negative effects of littering and illegal dumping on the environment, wildlife, even human health, like the article points out.
And it's a perfect example of how one person can make a difference, isn't it? Taking initiative on something they care about.
Exactly. It shows that individual action, even on a big problem, can have a real impact.
Okay, next we travel back in time and deep into a jungle. Meet the grandparents. Archaeologists discover Maya complex in heart of Guatemalan jungle.
This sounds fascinating. Archaeologists have uncovered a large, previously unknown urban complex built by the ancient Maya, hidden in the Guatemalan jungle.
Wow. What did they find there?
Things like canals, temples, pyramids, indicating a pretty sophisticated settlement. There's one specific area they've nicknamed Los Abuelos.
The grandparents.
Yeah, the grandparents. The thinking is it might represent an important ancestral couple, suggesting this place was a major ritual center, not just, you know, a place people lived.
So this discovery could change how we understand the Maya.
That's the significance, yes. Finding a major center like this helps archaeologists rethink Maya history, maybe their political organization. And it's just more proof of their incredible skills, math, architecture, engineering.
It really is amazing. For discussion, maybe exploring how archaeologists even do this, how do you find a lost city in a jungle?
Good question. And why is studying these past civilizations valuable today? What can we learn from the Maya?
And focusing on their achievements too, right? What does this tell us about how advanced ancient peoples were in fields like building or managing resources?
Definitely. It challenges any notion that sophistication is purely modern.
Okay, now we have to turn to another very difficult and sensitive piece of news. Minnesota lawmakers shot in politically motivated assassination.
Yes, this is a tragic story. It reports on shootings involving two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses that happened early Saturday morning.
What are the details reported?
Former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed. In a separate, linked incident, State Senator John Hoffman and his wife were critically injured, but thankfully survived. Authorities are searching for a suspect, Vance Bolter.
And the motive. The title mentions politics.
The governor described it as a politically motivated assassination. The article adds that materials reportedly found in the suspect's vehicle included political flyers and writings mentioning officials and specific viewpoints.
Again, extremely sensitive. When talking with students, the focus needs to be handled very carefully.
Absolutely. Steer away from the graphic details or heated political debate. Maybe focus on how communities react in such difficult times, how people support each other.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah.
Community resilience, and perhaps also the importance of finding peaceful, respectful ways to disagree or express different views.
Yes, focusing on constructive dialogue and community support feels like the right approach for this kind of difficult news.
Okay. And finally, we have the quote of the day.
Today's quote is from Mary J. Blige. Don't let your circumstances around you and the way people view you make you act a certain way.
Powerful words. And the article gives context on her.
Yes, it identifies her as the queen of hip-hop soul, noting how she blended R&B, soul, and hip-hop, and really helped bring that fusion sound into the mainstream, starting with her debut album.
Her music often deals with overcoming challenges, right?
Exactly. Themes of resilience and empowerment run through a lot of her work. The article also mentions her huge musical success, multiple Grammys, and her acclaimed acting career as well.
That quote feels very relevant for young people dealing with pressures. A good discussion starter could be just asking, what does that quote mean to you?
Yeah, definitely. How can your surroundings or what you think others think affect how you act? And how can you choose your own response?
And you could connect it to that theme of resilience from her music. What does resilience actually mean? How do people build it when things are tough?
It makes the quote a springboard for talking about inner strength and self-determination.
So quite a journey today. From sting ants and global tensions to ancient cities, Tyre Mountains, tragic events, and words of wisdom. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into today's articles from The Juice.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.